A space to share the art of an interview.
On our program, we always highlight how important the cultural offer is in Argentina, and particularly in Buenos Aires, and especially when it comes to theater. Buenos Aires is no doubt one of the theater capitals in the world, and one of the most interesting things that we've been seeing over recent years is Teatro Ciego, the blind theater, and we've got the pleasure of having one of the founders of this very interesting initiative, Martin Bondone, who's here in Rise Studios. Hello, Martin, thank you for coming.
Oh, hello.
Okay. Well, Martin, you're here specifically because Teatro Ciego is going to be collaborating with a couple of Broadway companies, off-Broadway companies, and we'll be talking about this particular show that is premiering next week, Odd Man Out. But hold that, because I want you to tell the listeners who may not be familiar with Teatro Ciego, Blind Theater, what is it, what it is, and how it came to be.
Okay, it's a special kind of technique, a theater technique, who is playing in a hall, in a pitch black room, where you cannot see anything what's happening in the show, and you can feel the theater play with your other senses, with the smells and different kinds of smells, sounds, surround sounds, feel sensations. So we are working in a, we are now about 100 crew, so people who are acting in different plays, and most of them are visually impaired actors or blind or with visual disabilities, and we are working in with this kind of technique that encourage the audience to feel the world with another different point of view.
it is usually emphasized that our civilization relies too much on the sight of view, and you disregard the other senses, which are also very important, the sense of hearing, the sense of feel. And with this, with the Blind Theater Initiative, you are trying to recover, I mean, the importance of the other senses. And I was reading before this interview that it is based on a Zen temple thing.
Yes,
this comes from a millennial tradition or thing.
Yes, this is the origin of the concept. Meditated in the darkness is like when you have, for example, silent room where you can meditate in a temple where you cannot speak for a couple of days. It's the same way with suppressing a sense of vision. For example, 80% of the information that you receive and you process is a visual information. Yes, your entire life you are processing
80%.
Images. Yes, 80%. And when you are in a dark place, it's a meditative way of thinking about yourself, because you are not receiving so much information from the outside world, so you are obligated.
You can focus better.
Yes, of course. It's a tool for meditating in the Tibetan Zen.
That's where it comes
from. Yes, yes. The meditation process of working in the darkness. It was 30 years ago in Cordoba province. And that developed the technique of working in the darkness, and then we start doing what we call Teatro Ciego.
So it actually started as a meditation group, I mean, trying to
to
copy what these Tibetan monks were doing, and then you had the idea of, well, why don't we convey a different message through this channel?
Yes, that developed the technique of doing theater in the darkness, and through the years it got more spectacularity in the shows, and we add a lot of technology, of course, because
music, surround,
sounds. Now, yes, we have, for example, a Dolby Atmos process, where you can feel the sounds coming from all the directions, from the floor, from the roof, from everywhere. You can feel what happened in the hall. Also, the actors are acting in between the audience. You are not a
There's no stage, there's
yes,
no distance.
Course.
The actors are, and the actresses are among the people, among the audience. That's great. And you were saying that you can feel things through your skin also?
Yes.
How do you do that?
Rain.
With temperature?
Yes,
with
rain, wind, different kind of sensation. We are working, developing how you can feel a theater play in a different way. So we are making all the time research about different kind of way of stimulate the other senses.
Mm-hmm. And do you adapt like traditional theater plays for this kind of vessel, or there are specifically written plays for blind theater?
At the beginning, we start making adaptation of another writers, but now we are writing for our mm-hmm. own
your
script.
Own plays.
Yeah,
you?
Yes. For example,
it's its own language.
Yes. Yes, it's different because when you are thinking about theater, normally the writers are thinking about image,
yeah,
and now
faces, yes, facial expressions,
yes, and the scenography, how the play are seen to the audience, because you have a stage. We are thinking in another paradigm of writing theater, mm-hmm. thinking in image, yes, but sound image, smell image. It's different the way that you think a theater play in this kind of technique. In Odman Out, for example, we start developing not only when we start thinking about the story, not only about a theater play who is playing in the dark, so also to be for an American audience, so for people who cannot understand the culture of Argentina, for example,
course,
and it's very difficult for us, and we make a lot of adaptation also of the script for the language, not only the language, so only the
culture.
Yes,
also,
the culture.
I mean, there are cultural references.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if you speak Spanish; you're
yes.
not. It's, the same happens anywhere in the world. And well, tell me more about Old Man Out. You started collaborating with companies in New York. Was there anything similar in New York?
No. We are the only theater in the world that plays only theater in a pitch black room. There is a lot of experience that, were, for example, a restaurant where you can eat in the darkness, or maybe another musical or more experience in the dark. But the play that or what the technique that we are developing during 30 years is only here in Argentina taking place. We have been in different countries in the world, in Latin America and Europe also, and now we are making another steps, like translating the play, writing a play only for thinking about sharing the experience with another country, as you said. Mm. But also in New York is like the first time that we can make this kind of show.
Mm-hmm.
We make a research, and there are a similar immersive theater experience mm-hmm. where you can work with your senses, but not this kind of. Yes.
Okay. And what can you tell me about Old Man Out, about the play exactly? What is it about?
Oh, it's very interesting because we are working in the mind of a blind musician. So the audience is like being in the head of the main character. So he is telling the story of his life, and the audience can feel that in all the show is like the entire life of this person who was born in the 30 years with Perón and everything mm-hmm. they did. And we tell about all the story of Argentina and also the story of America by
through the eyes
yes.
of a blind musician.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes, and it's very interesting because he is going to New York because in the middle of the 60s he's like exiled to America.
Yeah.
And we talk about also the racial problems that took in place in America
in
those
US.
Years.
Yeah.
How and the ridiculous who is discriminate somebody about the color of the skin, because when you are blind you don't feel that
exactly.
you don't feel the color
you can't see that at all,
and this character cannot understand the discrimination because he cannot understand colors,
yeah,
and
he can't distinguish
yes
and black, white,
yes,
red, whatever,
yes, and he says for me the color is a myth. I don't believe that color exists.
That's awesome.
Because another character tried to explain how color is. For
example, how people are segregated. Yes.
Yes, you say, for example, no, but also colors itself. So black is for darkness. My blindness is not dark. Or blue is for water, or blue is for cold. But why the sky is blue also, and
yeah,
why
yeah.
the... You cannot explain somebody who cannot see how color are. And it's also the same with discrimination about color, and the play is talk about that, about the how we fear about difference, because we are we fear because we don't know something.
Yeah, it's always the same. Ignorance
yes.
fuels
yes.
furious fear, yes. And that leads to hate many yes. times.
And we put the people in this situation, like taking place, like, okay, get out of your comfort zone and
be in the shoes yes. of somebody else. Yes. I mean, that's great. I mean, that's a huge plus
yes.
of going to a theater experience like this. So kudos to you. I always heard, it's on my list to go to one of Blind Theater plays. Well, but we are running out of time for this interview. It's very interesting, but I don't want to sign off without you providing a lot of information for listeners to get in touch with Teatro Ciego, to find out more anywhere in the world, like a web page
yes.
or a Facebook page, Instagram, whatever you have.
Yes, the most common is the social media. We are in Facebook. It's like Teatro Ciego. Also, Pitch Black Experience is the name in English. But Teatro Ciego is like is the most common. You Google that and you Teatro Ciego in Facebook, in Instagram, in Twitter, in teatrociego.com also. It's like if you want to spell that, it's easier for the audience who cannot speak Spanish. But it's Teatro is theater and Ciego is blind.
There you go. Yeah. And Odd Man Out is premiering next week, October 17.
Yes.
Here at the Teatro Ciego venue here in
yes.
VA, which is located where?
In Palermo, in Borges, the street, Borges, like the writer, Borges 1974.
Okay, and is it going to tour the region, maybe the US, for mm-hmm. listeners up there to,
yes.
to check it out later on, next year maybe?
Yes, next year we start, now we start, we make the premiere here in Argentina, and then we start the developing of the, no, the all the adaptation process, because we are importing a crew from US to Argentina and making all the play here in Argentina, and then we travel all to New York to make the presentation next year there.
Excellent. Well, Martin, congratulations.
No.
The best of lucks. This is amazing. I'm very glad that we had this interview today with Martin Bondone, one of the founders of Teatro Ciego, Blind Theater Experience, that is premiering a play called Old Man Out in collaboration with off-Broadway companies here in Buenos Aires next week. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This way, we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Argentina to the World in English. This is the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio, broadcasting from Buenos Aires via WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also through internet on rae.com.ar. Guillermo Vega has operated the program, Silvana Avellaneda has produced the show, and in particular this great interview that we had. My name is Fernando Farias. Thank you very much for listening, and join us tomorrow for another show of RAE Argentina to the World in English. Ciao.